You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This edition of Art and Soul focuses on the culinary arts, a new addition to our Art and Soul series. And joining us to talk about that is a statewide life and culture reporter for MLive.com, also a food and dining reporter, Jessica Webster. Welcome, Jessica.
Well, hey.
Ann Arbor is such a foodie town. So let's start by talking about what's new on the local restaurant scene. The Pretzel Bell has reopened.
So what's old is new again. And the Pretzel Bell, which operated on Liberty Street, and was like the destination for students and athletes and U of M, and all the people in town would go to the Pretzel Bell because it was the closest place with a liquor license to that dividing line, which is Division Street. So all the kids from campus would come and they'd have their first beers at the Pretzel Bell.
Really?
So I think there was a lot of nostalgia involved. Well, I know there was a lot of nostalgia involved in making the decision. A group of investors, many of whom had great stories about going to the Pretzel Bell when they went to U of M, got together and made a pitch to the folks at Two Mission, John Carlson and Greg Lobdell. Grizzly Peak, Jolly Pumpkin, Blue Tractor, they have a whole series of successful restaurants, yeah. And said, we want our Pretzel Bell back. So they got it. It's right there on the corner, not in the original location, but right there on the corner of Main Street and Liberty. Pretty high profile location.
Yeah, great location. How close is it to the original? Is the food the same and the atmosphere the same?
So you have to think about the fact that this was a restaurant that was there from the 1930s through the early 1980s. Food has changed. You know, restaurant food has changed quite a bit from that time. At one time, they had a buffet where they had a meat slicer and they had really famous dark bread and soups. But, you know, restaurants and food has changed quite a bit. So it's more the idea of the place as a gathering place for the community that they're going for and mimicking the original Pretzel Bell, and not so much the food. Also, what they have carried over the tradition is a lot of memorabilia from U of M, from Ann Arbor, and from the athletics. It's all over the place.
So this is the dumbest question Jessica Webster has ever heard. Do they have pretzels?
You know, I wish I knew the answer to that. Holy cow, I should know the answer to that.
Well, I'm sure someone will let us know. So we're going deep. Now, another place it's seasonal, right? Mark's Carts? Is that reopened?
Yeah. Oh, boy, has it. And you know, when I'm at MLive working in the office, I sit at a desk and I can look over the parking lot and I see the carts. And when they start opening up, I just start imagining the great food that I can get there. So, yes, it opened up at the beginning of April. And there are two new vendors as part of the Mark's Carts team, one of which is already open. There's Pita Cruiser, and they've got things like shawarma. And it looks really, really good. I haven't tried it yet. And another one that's really interesting, and at first I was a little nervous because it's a seafood food truck. And I thought, what's that going to be like? Well, apparently they're going to have lobster rolls fried clams.
Open yet?
Not yet, but it should be there soon.
Oh.
And it's being opened by a former Zingerman's employee. So there's a high expectation there.
And do you know the name of that?
That's called Seafood Driven.
Seafood Driven in Mark's Carts. Well, I'll look for it. I love a good lobster roll.
I'm hoping it's going to be a good lobster roll. There's some other longtime cart people there. El Manantial is a favorite of mine. They make probably the best nachos in town.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And say the name of that restaurant again?
El Manantial.
Oh, in Mark's Carts.
Yep.
I need to go.
Yeah.
That sounds all fantastic.
I'll meet you there.
All right, let's go. And then we'll get some coffee because one of our favorite coffee roasters, Rue's Roast, is moving downtown.
Should be opening soon. I'm really excited about that. It'll be just around a couple of corners from where I work. And, you know, John doesn't just roast great coffee and make great coffee drinks. He brings the spirit of community wherever he goes. His enthusiasm is contagious. And I'm a big fan of John Roos as a person. So I'm really rooting for this.
Didn't he just install an ecologically friendly coffee bean roaster?
He did. And in fact, now there are two roasters in town. Mighty Good Coffee has that same system set up.
Oh, great.
Yeah, very cool stuff.
We're talking to Jessica Webster. She is a statewide life and culture reporter for MLive.com, a food and dining reporter. And joining us now for Art and Soul, the culinary arts. We're so excited that she's here. And we're so excited it's finally May and the weather's warming up, and it's time for farmers markets to get in high gear.
Absolutely. Of course, the Ann Arbor Farmers Market, Saturday market, goes year-round. But once the weather warms up, they add an extra hour at the beginning of the day on Saturday. And just this week, they started their Wednesday day market. So you can not just get your great produce and prepared foods and meats, on Saturday, but you can also get it during the day on Wednesday. Then come beginning of June, they'll have their evening market, which adds a level of entertainment. They often have food trucks. There's more prepared food. It's and activities for kids. It's a cool place to hang out.
Yeah, they have baked goods and flowers. They have, you can get everything there.
Exactly. And then in Ypsilanti, also this week, the Growing Hope Ypsilanti Downtown Farmers Market launched on Tuesday, and that's a really cool place to hang out, too.
They recently had an event that I think you were involved in.
This was the first annual Ypsi Food Awards, and they recognized a lot of the longtime vendors from the farmers markets in Ypsilanti, and some of the restaurants in town in Ypsilanti that have really helped elevate the food scene. You know, one of the restaurants that they recognize that I'm a big fan of is Antonio's Coney Island. It's on Washtenaw. Sounds like a Coney place. I mean, you know, they're a dime a dozen. But these guys, they have a regular Coney menu. You can get your Coney dog and French fries, but you can also get authentic handmade or house-made, scratch-made Central American food.
Really?
You wouldn't know it. It's like a surprise or a secret.
Well, what would be an example of that?
Oh, they have this fried plantains. They have, you know, flautas and tacos and the fried chicken to die for.
And that again is?
It's called Antonio's Coney Island. It's across the street from that big Asia City restaurant.
Jessica Webster, we were talking about farmers markets, and I was recently in Chicago and was served a vegetable dish with purple cauliflower. Purple cauliflower, to which one of my friends joked was probably a tribute to Prince. But
right.
And I knew if I put that on Facebook that you would have something to say about it.
Were you baiting me with that?
I kind of was. But that's good, though. I appreciate you responding.
Well, I was curious. It's interesting because the timing on that was good for me because I have noticed that in Whole Foods, suddenly I'm seeing purple and orange and green cauliflower in addition to the white. So I looked it up and discovered that my instinct was right. Actually, it's a nuttier, kind of milder flavor. So you should dig right into that.
Well, they say the more colorful the food you eat, the better, right?
Right. Well, this is a time of year, for whatever reason, I start thinking more about brunch. I'm excited about Eve. She's Eve, the restaurant that is back at the Bell Tower Hotel, launching a brunch menu starting on Mother's Day. Another place that incorporates a lot of local ingredients is Spencer. They opened up in the fall in October. They've been around for 6 months now. They're on East Liberty Street where the waffle shop used to be.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of great small plates, mostly made from locally sourced ingredients, and it is very good.
I remember reading about Spencer. We appreciate you joining us. It's Jessica Webster, Art and Soul, the Culinary Arts, and you can read more about Jessica's works, mlive.com. She's also a food and dining reporter. Anything else we should mention if people want to get a hold of you? Or read,
you know, you can listen on Sundays from 3 to 5 here on WEMU as well, host of The In Crowd.
Yes, she's that, Jessica Webster. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Art and Soul, 89.1 WEMU.